Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217033. And 145502, equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. We discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties, is with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
And Robert Mott will be checking in, not on a plane this time. He's going to check in so we can talk a little bit about wine and Thanksgiving. You got to love that idea. And remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. This happens to be one of my favorite days of the year. And I'm sure that over in the next room, Mitchell's going to be celebrating real quick. National Fast Food Day.
It is what it is.
Yeah, National Fast Food Day, annually observed November 16th each year. First popularized in the 50s, fast food is considered any meal with low preparation time served to a customer in a packaged form for quick dine-in, take-out, eat in the car, high calories, high sodium. What more could you ask for? Heart attack on a platter, just the way it is. Wow. We'll continue our celebration. I'm going to have to stop drooling here. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, don't mind the drool coming down my face thinking about, well, that's a little graphic. Anyway, moving right along, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 76 points as we speak. Oil down 31 cents a barrel. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury down ever so slightly, a half a basis point. 2.215 is where that U.S. 10-year Treasury is right now. Watching the markets, did you see the top newscast? Well, before I get to the top newscast of the news story of the day, we do need to mention this because there's some very, very serious problems going on in the world right now. There is a lawsuit that has been filed against Krispy Kreme donuts. Now, you have to understand Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, that's National Fast Food Day. So what would be the biggest problem someone would have at Krispy Kreme donuts? Think about this one. Can you really believe that there is no real fruit in a blueberry cake donut? Really?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Well, according to Mr. Jason Sadian, he filed a $5 million lawsuit in North Carolina against Krispy Kreme because the chocolate-iced raspberry-filled donut doesn't have fruit in it. The maple bar doesn't have maple in it. The blueberry cake donuts, they're not a fruit and vegetable. I don't know if he's going there for great nutritional value. Is he going there to get his fruits, vegetables, maybe a little protein at Krispy Kremes? Just curious about that one, but it is one of the key things right now as we celebrate Fast Food Day, be aware there is very little nutritional value in a Krispy Kreme donut. I just can't believe that. It shocks the heck out of me. But it is. I guess we got to find that. There it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. We're starting to see some new issues coming from the Trump administration. I did see this one. I know that's a major problem within the media. We've got some breaking news on this when we found this out just last night. Donald Trump ditched the media and went out to dinner with his family. Horrible news. Amazing. The media they are now referring to this as the least transparent administration ever. MSNB hee-haw, that's what they came out with. Rachel Maddow, NBC, Clinton News Network, they're all upset that Donald Trump went to the 21 Club restaurant, had steak for dinner. How they got that information, I don't know. But they had steak for dinner. He took a whole – there was if you watch the news, there's probably about 20 cars in the procession that took him to dinner with his family. So he had the security detail, but they did not take the media with them. Well, based on what the media did during this last race, would you want them with you? I don't know. There is some more news coming out from the election, though. I did see this one just come out. You have to make sure you're tracking all these things. I know Well, we'll talk about Barbara Bacher in a minute if we must on her way out the door. But, yeah, Barbara Bacher, she's just about as interesting as the liar Harry Reid. Unbelievable, the two of them. Maybe they should go out to dinner together. I don't know if the 21 Club will let them in, but that's just a different set of news. But the news that came in from the election headquarters, ready for this one? Apparently, marijuana carried more states than Hillary Clinton. Just saying. Look at the Electoral College. But Barbara Bacher wants to get rid of the Electoral College. We'll have to get back to that one in just a minute again. So Denver, now, I don't know about the 21 Club in New York, but Denver is now the first city to allow marijuana use in bars and restaurants. Do you imagine going into a bar or you look at the little flags or banners that they put on the table, and you get to choose what kind of marijuana you want at dinner. Apparently, they're not allowing the smoking of marijuana, only marijuana edibles. That's just the way it is in Denver. I wonder what they were on when they passed this law. Just a thought there. But I will give you the story about Barbara Bacher. She wants to have a constitutional amendment. I mean, this makes a whole lot of sense. This is the intelligence of Barbara Bacher. Yes, she is the senator, the outgoing senator from the state of California. Now, do you know how long it takes to get a constitutional amendment passed? I would suggest probably years, right? I mean, you have to have two-thirds majority of the House, two-thirds majority of the Senate, 38 states have to ratify it. And Barbara Bacher, she's going to put this on in a year when the Senate is controlled by Republicans, the House controlled by Republicans, and she's got about 60 days left in office, maybe less than 60 days left in office. But here's what she's claiming is that the Electoral College is out of date. Well, you know something, when you think about what happened in Virginia, Justin, don't worry about California, because if you take California out of the mix, Hillary Clinton not only loses the Electoral College, but loses the popular vote, just the way it is, by a lot. But in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, governor, pardons 40,000 inmates in the state of Virginia so that they can vote. Think that might skew numbers a little bit. In California, we've got Los Angeles and San Francisco both saying that criminals, felons, repeat felons, are allowed to be in their cities. Heck, here in the city of Anaheim, the mayor decided he was going to support a slate of four candidates for city council, all of whom wanted to make Anaheim a sanctuary city as well. Craziness. But Barbara Bacher, you know, she wants to change the way the Constitution's written. At least it's better than some of the loons that are out protesting and blocking roads and things. She's doing it the way it's supposed to be done. If you want to bring something like that up in the public eye, bring it up. Let the public talk about it. Let the public vote on it. I have a feeling it might have a little bit of a problem getting through the Senate or the House when you need two-thirds majority to pass anything in those chambers right now or a constitutional amendment. Just a thought there, but obviously we have to watch what Ms. Bacher is up to. Unbelievable right there. Got a lot that we're going to be chatting about today. We've got an interesting topic. It's a dilemma. I'm suggesting that you've talked about this. Interest rates have gone up significantly since the election. We're looking at probably see another drop in interest rates early next year. The Federal Reserve is talking about, I think, the 13th of December is when they meet. They will probably be increasing interest rates that time. All things are leading toward that. But maybe for planning purposes, we know that entrepreneurs sometimes manage their income. So if they manage their income, if that is correct, and we all know it's correct because you can put through, there's no law that says you have to put through more expenses or all of your expenses. So you can manage your income to a certain extent. Is it beneficial to show more income right now and take advantage of what may be an increasing real estate market? We'll talk about that. We know that one of the big issues of the day is our seniors. We're going to chat in the days and weeks to come. I want to make sure they're aware of this. January 21, the first of Ron Siegel Radio Senior Symposiums. We will be answering all the questions or many of the questions that you have that you send in to us. And we're going to be bringing in experts. It's going to be about a three-hour event. Breakfast is complimentary. And we will answer a lot of your questions, a lot of the things that our seniors are consistently telling me they want to know about. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready to get pre-underwritten so that you're completely underwritten when you go out and look for a loan, our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, they're ready to help you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the right folks there. Four things that will guarantee you get a mortgage. Number one, steady income. Number two, good or great credit scores. You don't have to have a 720, but the higher it is, the better the likelihood it is. Low levels of debt and a decent amount of assets. Those four put together will get you a mortgage. And believe me, money is available. I hear a lot of people saying that there's no money available. There is plenty of money out there on the market right now for people to get mortgages. The big issue is documentation of the mortgage, documentation of your income, documentation of your history. We're going to talk a lot about that today, but that is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them, and they will take care of that issue for you. Red, red wine means it is time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I hear that there's some good wines that we should be talking about for Thanksgiving, and I figured I would. Last year, I think we did it like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it wasn't really too conducive. And a lot of people say they wish they had that information before they went shopping. I figured this year maybe we would chat about wine a little early. We can always chat about wine, but wine's for Thanksgiving. So let's dig right in. The perfectly baked turkey. What am I going to drink?
Hey, you know, when you find that perfectly baked turkey, you know, first of all, let me know. I seem to be an elusive thing for me myself. But I know some people are more successful at that than others. And so when you find that perfectly baked turkey, when everything is nice and juicy and it's just one of those things that has that just the right amount of brownness on the outside and everything is just perfect. You know, the go-to, and this is a traditional go-to, and this is one that no one's going to be surprised about, is Pinot Noir. You know, and of course, there are lots of different styles of Pinot. You know, we've had some fantastic vintages here in the U.S., 2012 through 2014, and you'll find a lot of good value out there on Pinot Noir right now. And it really pairs absolutely perfectly with the turkey because it's, you know, it's light and fruity. That generally goes well if you have a cranberry accompaniment with your turkey dinner. You know, certainly look for, you know, I'm partial to California's Pinot Noirs myself, but a lot of people love the Oregon Pinots or those from Chile or Argentina. But certainly it's an absolute go-to. Now, if you want to be a little bit more off the beaten path, but probably equally as almost equally as good a pairing, one wine that people will not think about is Spanish Grenache. Now, Grenache is just one of those things that it never gets mentioned with Thanksgiving, never gets mentioned with turkey, but it has loads of red fruit. It's probably a little heavier than your Pinot Noir, but still has a lightness to it. But you'll get some strawberries, some raspberries, some candied hibiscus on it. And so usually some earthy, dusty qualities. But when you match that with turkey and gravy, it really falls nicely in that role. And basically, you know, again, pairs well with that cranberry accompaniment if that's what you have in mind. But, you know, those are the kind of the two that come to mind for me, a Pinot Noir and Spanish Grenache for that perfect turkey. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, you might surprise yourself with going to do, like you say, do some early shopping for your wines, and maybe get a few more adventuresome pairings like that.
Interesting. Okay, so let's move on to a little bit of the traditional dry turkey.
Yeah, that's more what I'm used to myself. You know? Dry turkey. Well, you know, it's it's an unfortunate outcome for many Thanksgiving dinners. But sometimes there's not much you can do about it. So, you know, it's one of those situations that happens more times than we would want to think about. But one of the things that you can really pair with that drier bird really is a nice dry rosé. Now, I probably said something probably in my notes about a dry American rosé, but I'd also put in a dry French rosé as well. The American ones tend to be made out of Grenache or Syrah or something like that and really have a little bit more oomph behind them. But it has that lightness of quality, the dryness, but kind of the fruity strawberry, raspberry characters that go really well with turkey as well. And like I say, I would also put in the French Provence rosés in that same category maybe a little lighter, more delicate to go with that turkey, but certainly something you shouldn't discount as well. There are lots of great selections out for both the dry American rosé as well as for the French Provence rosé. And look for that French Provence rosé because it'll have that very distinctive bottle. It almost looks like a big Coke bottle. And so if you see that one on the shelf, don't be afraid of that one. It may look a little hokey, but that's the very traditional bottle that you see from Provence, France. And it's one that you should not discount, and certainly a great pairing with that little bit dry turkey.
Okay, so let's move on to a smoked turkey. It takes a little longer to make, but that gives us just a little more time to drink a few wines.
Exactly. This is one of my favorites, personally. I really enjoy a smoked turkey. But one of the reasons I enjoy it so much as well is because it really opens up the wine combinations a little bit. There's some things that you can be a little more daring and be a little more forward with your selections of wine. And plus, I'm more of a red wine drinker anyway, and reds, certainly real red wines, do a little bit better with smoked turkey. Number one on my list be a nice Rhone blend, and that can either be from the Rhone Valley of France, which generally that's traditionally a Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre blend, or you'll find some fabulous Rhone blends that come from the central coast of California that may be a little lighter in style, a little more fruit forward, but and do really well with smoked turkey. So remember that if you look for wines from around Santa Barbara or Los Olivos, and there's actually a group of people there they call the Rhone Rangers that really specialize in the Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre blends. So there are lots of great ones coming out of the central coast of California. Another one I would put in that same category, regular red Zinfandel. I'm not talking about white Zinfandel that some people will think I'm talking about, but the red wine that is Zinfandel. It's certainly almost an all-American wine, even though I guess it does have its roots in Croatia, but it's been here in the North America for a very, very long time. So it's probably as an American grape variety as anything. But a lot of times you get some great raspberry and tobacco notes that are kind of nice match for that rich, darker smoked turkey meat. And it will also do great alongside a ham if you happen to be serving ham with your Thanksgiving dinner as well. Best ends you'll see, I'd say I definitely focus on California West Coast, Sonoma, Napa, Lodi. Don't discount the Lodi wines out the Sierra Foothills. Also Santa Barbara. Like I say, Sierra Foothills, some great wines from there. And then lastly, I would say a nice Sangiovese, a nice dry, savory wine. Something from, you can either go from a traditional Italian Sangiovese from Tuscany, or there are some really nice domestics as well. They can be dry and fruit forward at the same time. They usually don't see a whole lot of oak because it doesn't really add to the flavor profile of Sangiovese, but certainly a good choice, a good fallback to think about for that that smoked turkey as well.
Sounds good stuff. So now one of my favorites here, and obviously being on National Fast Food Day, we can't forget the fried turkey. What's the story there?
Yeah, don't forget that. And obviously, if you're doing fried turkey at home, please be careful there. As we know, there's so many horror stories about people burning themselves or burning their houses down or something like that. And we certainly don't want to have
right,
that.
Right, absolutely. You got to really be careful with that one. Absolutely.
Exactly. If you're doing it yourself. But, you know, you're not going to be surprised about this pairing for me, you know, with fried turkey. You know, certainly, you know how I am about sparkling wines and champagnes. But
right.
Great pairing with this. Fried foods need something with a little higher acidity to cut through that fat and salt that tends to be part of the meal at that point. And to me, that ideal answer is something that's sparkling. You can, if you want to don't break the bank on it, you can go to a French sparkling wine. It's called Cremant, which it means basically it's a French sparkling wine that's not from Champagne, made the same way generally. Nice Spanish Cava. Just a real nice domestic or American sparkling wine. Sparkling rosé is actually a great choice for going with fried turkey as well, mainly because they have a little bit of Pinot Noir underneath them, and that flavor profile tends to come through and really pair really well again with the turkey as well. But I wouldn't discount regular French champagne. Again, that's that high acid, that little bit of touch of sweetness really goes well with the fried turkey combination. So certainly And certainly also I would just kind of add sparkling wine in general, just kind of a nice starter to your dinner, you know, just a nice kind of digestive, so to speak, to kind of get your juices flowing a little bit for the event of Thanksgiving dinner.
Great. Well, let me ask you, I'm going to throw two different things at you real quick, Robert. Number one, we need, what is the wine that we would use? You know, some of us, like me, I'll use both, but I some of the real nice restaurants we go to, they'll give you a palate cleanser. And I think that maybe you can use wine for that. So what would you recommend as a wine for a palate cleanser?
You know, it's really tough to outperform sparkling wine champagne for a good palate cleanser. And again, it's the same principle. It's that the higher acidity of the base wine does a great job of doing that. Alternatively, if you're not really a bubbles person, and there are some people out there like that. I mean, I'm not one of those, but there are some other people that don't believe in bubbles. Something a nice domestic Sauvignon Blanc, something that's not too herbaceous, not too grassy on the palate, something that's very clean, maybe leans a little bit more toward the stone fruit profiles. Generally, what you would see again out of the Central Coast of California, you see a lot of wines of that character. I would think about something like that. Again, you're looking for light. You're looking for, you know, kind of a minimalistic wine, something with a nice firm acidity to it, something that will just kind of freshen your palate up and make sure that any of those residual flavors or tastes that you have on your palate when you're getting ready for that meal have been kind of cleaned out. So I think that's some good ways to start out. Like I say, that's why I always love bubbles to start out.
Great information as always. Maybe we'll go through the whole meal next week, Robert, is talk about wine pairings for the whole meal. But this is great information. Appreciate you sharing that with us, and appreciate you sharing every week. That is Robert Mott, our international wine guru. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, you can never have TMI about PMI. Just a couple acronyms. We'll explain that as well. And six ways to make you feel richer in retirement. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over one. Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home?
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you, talk to you a little bit about your property, and get you the equity position of your property. You can't get the equity position from those online services. They don't have enough information to give that to you. You can never have TMI about PMI. When it comes to buying a home, whether it's your first time or fifth, it's always important to know all of the facts. You can't make an educated decision without being educated. With the large number of mortgage programs available that allow buyers to purchase a home with a down payment less than 20%. Remember that, less than 20%. You can never have too much information about private mortgage insurance or MIP, mortgage insurance premiums. The only difference between the two of them, MIP is something that's done by the government. That is what's on your FHA loans. PMI, not done by the government, but mandated through Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae for most loans that are below 20% down payment. You can do loans for less than 20%. Basically, PMI, I don't want to get too in-depth with it. I've posted a full article on this on Ron Siegel Radio. PMI, private mortgage insurance, is an insurance policy that protects the lender if you're unable to pay your mortgage. It's ideally, it's just the lender can get the property back from you and be made whole on the amount of money that they're out. It's generally to go to cover the difference between whatever your down payment is up to a 20% down payment, with the thought that if your property is discounted by 20%, the lender can get all of their money, all of the money that they've lent you back through recovering and selling that property. So there's a lot of different ways. Now, I hear people say that PMI or private mortgage insurance is bad. No, it's not bad. Do you want to get rid of it as quick as possible? Absolutely. But it's not bad. Get in the game. It's much better to pay your mortgage than somebody else's mortgage. So if you've got 3% down, 5% down, you're going to need that private mortgage insurance. There's a lot of ways to pay for it. You got to talk to somebody who understands it, both from the real estate side of the transaction and the financial side of the transaction. That's why it's always important to be dealing with a team, people that are working together. When you go online and fill out the form at LendingTree, where all they're trying to do is collect your data and sell your data. They don't do loans at LendingTree. They just sell your information to as many people as they can sell it to, so you can get as many phone calls as you really want to enjoy at that time of day. The idea there is you need a team that's working to help you. Bottom line, if you have questions about whether you should buy now or wait until you've saved a larger down payment, let's chat. Call me, 800-306-1990, and then I'll put you in touch with the people that can get you the information that you can make and educated decision. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So, got a great topic to share with you this morning. Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties, is in the house with us. And we wanted to chat a little bit about managing income. And we are doing this totally legally. We're not saying that anybody should be deceitful or break any laws. That's not at all what we're chatting about here. But Linda, there's a way that entrepreneurs can somewhat manage their income in a totally legal way for tax reporting.
Absolutely. And now is such a great time to think about it. You know, things like what, and neither one of us for disclaimer are tax professionals.
Right,
so
exactly.
This is a couple of lay people sharing our thoughts and our experiences that entrepreneurs, you know, have a chance to include certain deductions. And as entrepreneurs, we often want to include as many as we can, but there is a cost for including those. And now is the time to really sit down with your professionals and figure out, you know, what your long-term plans are, because there may be implications you're not considering.
So the as I understand it, again, you're right. Neither one of us are licensees in enrolled agents or CPAs, but both own small businesses and have a long history in small businesses.
Right. So we speak from our experience.
Right. And there's a lot of times people, the reason we start a business entity is number one, we want to do what we want to do, but we also want to minimize our risk and our tax liability in a lot of areas. There's nothing in the rules that says that we have to claim all of our expenses.
Correct. Right.
We have to claim all our income.
Absolutely.
But not our expenses. The IRS says, now, if you want to send extra money, send it.
Right.
So one of the things that we're always looking at when you're talking to people about helping them with investments is how do we qualify or how do we leverage as best we can for our real estate holdings?
Right. Because the tax minimization strategy, legal and compliant, that you
right.
may have for your business may be inconsistent with investments in real estate, you know, coming up in 2017.
So what is so important about November and December about our planning process?
Well, that's an opportunity for us to take a look, see what our plans are in 2017, because we can start paying our 2016 taxes and reporting our 2016 taxes as soon as the beginning of January. So now's an ideal time to do some planning.
So if we want to minimize our, I guess the first question, what's our benefit of having higher income? Obviously, the government's going to take more of our money. That's
right,
not a good thing.
Right. There is a cost, but you have to outweigh, you know, if you have the opportunity to minimize that, you have to evaluate what's the cost of that, because you may cut yourself out of the opportunity to participate in the real estate market and opportunities that are there.
So why does paying, you got to connect the dots. I'm a simple guy.
Okay.
So I pay more taxes so I can buy more real estate. That seems like counterintuitive, especially now when we, you know, 2 weeks ago, if we had talked about this, we would have said, you know, we really have no clue who's going to be elected. We're not getting political at all. We'd have said, we have no clue who's being elected. One candidate wants to increase taxes. One candidate wants to decrease taxes. And now we're saying, okay, the candidate that's elected claims he wants to decrease taxes. And we're saying, maybe you should pay those taxes now and pay a higher tax rate to benefit.
Correct. In order to open up opportunities for you to be able to invest in real estate or even make adjustments in real estate for your own family. You want to move up, you even want to move down. That may mean that you need to be able to report a little bit more income or more accurately have a little bit less of your expenses that you're taking in order to improve your financial picture for loan purposes. It's really a detailed strategy that you should sit down with your lender and with your CPA, but now is really the time to think about it.
And that's a great advice. You know, one of the things that we always understand and we always know is tax planning. And I know that you're very involved from the small business standpoint and family experience.
Mm-hmm.
Tax planning happens well before an event or well before the end of the year.
Correct.
Right? Tax reporting is what we do from the end of January through the middle of April. That's when we report taxes.
Right.
Right? We plan for them well in advance of that in the prior year.
Right.
Right. So the thought here is, and what we're trying to discuss, or we are discussing, is if you're looking at maybe real estate as part of your retirement plan. Well, right now, when we come back, Melinda, I want to chat with you about what you're seeing as far as valuations in real estate. Are prices going up? Do you expect they're going to go up, go down? Do you thinking, or what are you hearing from the industry? You're hearing about interest rates. Should we be taking advantage of those? We want to chat about that. And is it a good investment for retirement? That's another issue that we'll talk about. So we're going to got a lot to talk about, not a lot of time. So we're going to get on with it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also going to talk about some ways to make you feel richer in retirement. Don't forget the seminars, the senior symposiums coming up. We're going to do them once a month next year just for you. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. One of the beauties of watching RonRadio.tv, there are some events happen during the commercials that you don't see or hear on radio. Those watching on TV, you see it, our studios has been transformed just a little bit. Champagne. Robert Mott isn't even here. We got champagne, orange juice, birthday balloons. Holy cow, look at this. This is great. Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you. Better get back to this Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. The best trust I've ever seen, lowest price around, and on top of that, go to the gift bag, RSR Gift Bag. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. There's a $300 coupon in there, $300 off on the trust. Six ways to make you feel richer in retirement. Number one, overhaul your budget. Your monthly expenses are likely to change once you leave the workforce. You may need to adjust your budget. Number two, consider health care. There's a lot of options within the Medicare world. I highly recommend you check your Medicare options every year at this time. They can be changed, and you probably changing. Number three, stagger your benefits. Talk to Jay Kaplan about that. You might be wanting to use a reverse mortgage early on in retirement and take your Social Security later, collect that 8% extra benefit each year as you defer that Social Security. Improve your quality of life. According to the data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the average life expectancy in the U.S. between 2013 and 2014 was 78.8 years. Got a lot of time. Have planned for some good times. Plan for supplemental income. Later, Ipsos survey found that 30% of retirees were willing to return to workforce if given the opportunity. Find something you really enjoy. And use discounts. Now, I have never been a fan of AARP. I think it's AMAC is the alternative to AARP. They're the more conservative version of the benefits for those Americans over 50 years old. I think it's my birthday. Yes, I am over 50s, and I have not joined AARP, even though they send me that mail all the time. That's the Word on Wealth segment today, again, brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. Get your coupons, about $1,000 for you. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. We're continuing our conversation this morning. Melinda Johnson from Empress Properties is in the house with us. We are chatting about maybe you need to manage your income. And again, totally from a totally legal and compliant method. Neither of us are CPAs. Neither of us are tax professionals. You can talk to those folks and see maybe you can defer expenses till next year. You might want to defer property taxes. Some people will pay all their property taxes in December. Some people can defer, you know, defer half of them until next year. So that your income looks better so you qualify for more real estate next year. So Melinda, before the break, we were chatting a little bit. Through all of your studies and what you're seeing in the marketplace, are you anticipating real estate values to continue increasing, or are we looking at 2008 all over again?
It's looking very optimistic out there. It's been a banner year. It's been a banner fall, honestly. We've had listings where some owners are set in the mindset that you know, fall is not the greatest time to sell, but yet we put it on the market. We get all kinds of interest, much like it's early summer. And then with you know everything that's happened, I think the general expectation is that we're going to continue to see a banner 2017 as well.
Well, the markets are showing a lot of optimism. We only look at that through the prism of what the Dow Jones has done since the election. It looks to me like we're up about 700 points in total since the election. So that usually Dow Jones is a barometer of what the next 6 months are going to. They're usually looking out 6 months hence. So if we're at the stock market, that's looking optimistic. What you're talking about, real estate has been optimistic. Interest rates.
Those are expected to increase.
So another reason to take advantage. So if we're going to follow through with what you're suggesting or you're chatting about with the idea of showing a little more income now so that you can qualify for a little bit more, when might be the right time to start shopping?
Immediately.
So, well, do you think people are willing to either bridge so that we can get these on our tax returns? Because usually I don't think we can file our – I think the first date that the IRS allows tax returns is somewhere around the 20th or 25th of January. So if we follow some of these strategies, how do we make that work with the income shifting?
Well, I think starting the process now is important because we're – about if you know if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a landlord, if you're someone who has some income that can adjust with expenses, you need to get with your tax advisor, you need to get with your lender right away. we're, what, 55 days out or so from January, a typical escrow can be 45 days. So we're not talking a lot of time to actually get all that done and, you know, prepare your taxes, get those filed. So those can all be done concurrently for the most part. But yeah, now is the time to get started on step one, which is meeting with your tax advisor and with your lender.
And one of the beauties that sometimes some people miss this item, but you have to remember that with real estate, if you're buying investment real estate, most everybody understands the fact that you can depreciate that to help your tax situation. The benefit that many people miss is when you go to apply for a loan, that depreciation gets added back. You don't have to count that depreciation against your income when you're applying for a loan, as long as the lender understands what they're doing. But the idea there is add that back so you can actually end up buying more real estate over time, because it's a non-cash expense that in the lending qualification area, you don't have to worry about. How much what do you think is the return on investment we should be targeting? Not from return as far as the property appreciation, but is there a number that we can use to try and figure out a good deal, bad deal from the lease versus payment scenarios? Is there any rule of thumb there?
I'm not sure if there's a rule of thumb. You know, I know there's numbers that we look at and that we look at in certain markets, you know, depending on whether they're looking at getting into, you know, a vacation property, investment property. And that number is actually higher, okay, which seems counterintuitive because there's, you know, some opportunity to even use that for personal use out, you know, in local areas as well, versus what we might look in a rental. And then it's a different analysis that we do for somebody, you know, who is currently renting versus somebody who's going to be buying, and then, you know, a third analysis for somebody who's just looking for a rental property. So I would say it's more specific based on what their intentions and what their current situation is.
She brought up a good point in there, many good points, but one of them that I want to touch on even further is, think about this, with us doing so much in our plans next year, doing a lot of discussions around our senior community, the idea of buying a retirement property now in either a beach community or a desert community, using that as a rental or short-term rental, maybe using it a little bit personally, and then having somebody else pay for it, or having it paid for by the time you're ready to retire.
From personal experience here, that's exactly what we did. So our money is where our mouth is. You know, we've bought one of our retirement properties out in the desert and, you know, get a significant return on that. And it's a great financial scenario for us. We're big fans of it. And, you know, we've got the numbers behind it.
Is there a lot of work and effort that you have to put forth? I mean, because nobody that I know of really wants a second job.
Well, you have options there. You know, if you have an opportunity and somebody wants to put some time into that, it does take some time to manage it. But there's plenty of people out there who do property management and offer that service. And you basically can have the property pay for itself and some cash flow at the same time.
Does it take a significant down payment to do that? Or what are you seeing is a logical or something we should be planning for?
Right. It's obviously geographic specific. And here in California, you know, we have pretty high property values. Looking in the desert, you know, it's the only place in California you can spend $200,000 and live next to doctors, lawyers, and incredibly successful entrepreneurs, you know, January to May when it's season out there. So, you know, on a $200,000 property, you're not looking at a very significant down payment. It's very nominal, and then it can start paying for itself.
Beautiful information. If you want more information, if you want to discuss the strategy, first off, number one, you have to understand what your goals are. I highly recommend reach out to Melinda Johnson. She can help you in Orange County and out in the Coachella Valley. Chat about what you're looking for. Then you have a list of questions to take to your CPA, to your tax advisor. Then you meet with your lender, and you have, again, it goes back to your household board of directors. And again, if you don't have a house board of directors, you need one. That's just the bottom line right there. And as every day I ask you, it's that first radio preset button to come back every day. Just push the button. Hold it there until it sets the station. And we'll talk to you about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.